belief and action exist in a dynamic and reciprocal relationship. What we truly believe shapes what we are willing to do, how persistently we pursue it, and how we respond to resistance. At the same time, our actions reinforce, refine, or even redefine our beliefs. Strong belief begets strong action, and consistent action deepens belief. Conversely, weak or conflicted belief produces hesitant behavior, and repeated inaction erodes conviction. The two are not separate forces, they are mutually reinforcing expressions of the same internal orientation. Belief functions as a lens through which we interpret possibility. When someone believes deeply in a cause, a vision, or their own capacity, obstacles are reframed as challenges rather than barriers. Effort feels justified. Sacrifice feels meaningful. Risk feels tolerable. Strong belief provides emotional fuel. It clarifies priorities and reduces internal debate. This is why great movements, enduring businesses, and personal transformations often begin with conviction. The strength of the belief determines the strength of the commitment. Consider the entrepreneur who genuinely believes in the value of their product. That belief drives long hours, resilience after rejection, and the courage to iterate when early versions fail. Or consider an individual who believes deeply in justice. That conviction may propel them into advocacy, service, or reform. In both cases, belief is not passive opinion. It is an activating force. It organizes energy and directs behavior toward a desired outcome. The inverse is equally revealing. When belief is weak, action becomes tentative. Doubt fragments effort. A person who half believes in their goal hesitates at the first sign of difficulty. They delay decisions, dilute focus, and abandon initiatives prematurely. Over time, inaction confirms the doubt. Perhaps it wasn't possible after all. Thus, weak belief produces weak action, which then further weakens belief. A downward spiral emerges, yet the relationship is not one-directional. Action can precede belief and strengthen it. Small acts of courage can gradually build confidence. A person who begins exercising without fully believing they are capable of change may, through consistent effort, start to see results. Those results reinforce the belief, "I can do this." In this way, behavior becomes evidence. Action teaches the mind what is true. Repeated disciplined behavior shapes identity, and identity solidifies belief. This interplay explains why habits are so powerful. Daily practices, whether productive or destructive, become lived affirmations of what we believe about ourselves and the world. If someone repeatedly invests time in learning, they affirm a belief in growth. If someone continually avoids challenge, they affirm a belief in limitation. Actions accumulate into narratives, and narratives crystallize into convictions. Understanding this interdependence carries practical implications. To strengthen action, strengthen belief. Clarify purpose, revisit values, surround oneself with reinforcing environments. To strengthen belief, take deliberate action. Create small wins, establish routines, gather evidence of progress. Momentum in either direction influences the other. Ultimately, belief and action form a feedback loop at the core of human agency. Strong belief energizes decisive behavior. Decisive behavior validates and intensifies belief. The opposite is equally true. Doubt breeds paralysis, and paralysis entrenches doubt. Recognizing this cycle allows individuals and organizations alike to intervene intentionally. By cultivating empowering beliefs and aligning consistent action with them, one creates upward spirals of growth, resilience, and achievement.